He's been around so long, I'm almost embarrassed now to say 30 years. People start doing the math, you know. But I am happy to be here. It's always pleasant to see Miss Toni Rojas,
good
marketing
afternoon.
Director. How are you?
You're sunshine in the afternoon, too. You know that?
You're so sweet.
This is the first time I've been in the afternoon.
No, you've been, but it's been a while.
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been a
You're
while.
Right. It has been a while. Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
It's always nice to see you. And boy, you have a lot of stuff going on this Saturday.
This Saturday
is a super Saturday for the Queen Kamuna Center because you got a big kickoff of QKC Cares. And it's going to be a wonderful event, and I'm so glad you could be here, because there's really a lot involved in this, isn't there?
Oh, there's a lot, and we're excited to have it. You may remember last year we had a mahalo party for the community,
mm-hmm.
and so this year we have QKC Cares, and a lot of people are asking, well, what is QKC Cares? And it's basically bringing all of our ohana together, all the community together, where we have an umbrella initiative that brings us together with the existing philanthropic endeavors that we already have out there, and all the community efforts as well.
Which is huge.
Right. Because, you know, we do over 300 plus events, promotions a year.
Wow.
Right. So that's got to fall under that umbrella, especially all of those nonprofit events that we do. And it also is empowering all of our patrons, everyone who comes to QKC, and the tenants and their employees to be part of this caring community.
Mm-hmm.
So we're calling it QKC Cares, and we're inviting everybody down on Saturday for a celebration.
Well, I'm also really jazzed that you remembered and embraced the nonprofits, because I know that for a while you have really always supported them, and you've made an even more concerted effort over the last 6 months with some of the Kukua and works you doing to actually invite and encourage the nonprofits to be a part of the center.
Oh, definitely. Calvella and myself in marketing, we are strong advocates. The whole team is strong advocates for the community and for nonprofit organizations. And when I first came on board 2 years ago, I had a number of friends and professional partners out there that would call and say, hey, so can we fundraise at QKC? Well, you know, we are a private entity. We are a shopping center. But we totally get that you need to fundraise.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with Kokua Corner, which is every Friday night from 5 to 9. Bonafide 501c3s can come in and outreach, educate, and fundraise. Now, from there, then I started building other events. So I came up with other events.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of those for the community, for example, which is coming up in just a couple weeks, is Get Out and Vote.
That's so
right.
Yeah.
Which is all about, you know, registering to vote and meeting a bunch of the candidates. And we can talk about that one later, too.
Yeah, because we're going to have Danny Mateo come in and talk about
that
with us.
Right.
Yeah.
But this Saturday, we have over 24 nonprofit booths.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right. You know, and you name it, we have it. And we still have a couple spaces open, too.
Do you?
So if there's anybody out there that really wants to come, please let me know. You can reach out to Calvella at 856-8109.
I'm going to repeat that because people may be driving.
Thank you.
And I actually thought it might be too late already. So it's nice to know that if you're a nonprofit, this you do not want to miss this opportunity. It's your chance to get out there and network and have everyone find out about you, your entree, if you haven't been involved at the Queen Kamuna Center. And this includes things like churches and things like that are nonprofits as well, right?
Absolutely. It's all of the different markets. Absolutely.
And what's the number to call again?
I would call Calvella, and it's 856-8109.
856-8109.
And if you can't remember, go to queenkamanucenter.com website, and all the contact information is there too.
You know, and I know, I mean, I'm dealing with people all the time, and they always have these events, and it's amazing to me that some of them are so busy with just their one person staff or a person and a half that they just don't even know about some of these other services available.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's true. They don't. And, you know, we're trying to get the word out there. And definitely word of mouth, we appreciate all of that as well. You can always go to our website for more information. But now we also have a second website called QKCCares.com.
Oh, okay.
Now that's going to be specifically directed to community events. And we've got organizations that ask us for silent auction donations and all those types of things too. So that's where you're going to need to go now.
Okay, that's good to know.
Right, but it is linked to our main website, queencarminacenter.com. So you can flip back and forth very easily. So not to worry if you don't remember right away.
Now, but if you go to QKC Cares, what else will you find there?
Well, there's information about our QKC Watch program as well. Mm-hmm. And we're rolling out this Saturday a new program that includes texting. So we have had a number of our patrons, our guests, you know, call security and they need some miscellaneous information, or they might say, oh, you know, we see this garbage and, you know, somebody's put a lot of garbage there. Can you take care of it? Well, some people don't like to make the phone call, but they prefer text.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody's texting these days, right? We're not picking up the phone so much anymore. So we have created a new program called Help Keep QKC Safe and Clean.
Good.
So you can call if you can or text if you can't.
I like that.
Yeah. So if you want to call, it's still the same number, 877-0718. But if you would prefer to text, you can text 451-9663.
That's a good one to put in your system so you can have that. So you do 808-451-9663 in
definitely.
Your contacts.
Put it in your contacts for sure. Put it in now. Again, this information is going to be on both websites. And this goes live as of Saturday.
This is important. This is good to know.
And if you see somebody suspicious or just something that doesn't feel right or look right, sometimes you don't feel comfortable getting on your phone because you're kind of looking at them and, you know, so you don't want to be kind of targeted, you know, as someone who's made the call. So you can text it very easily.
Good to
know. So this is that option.
And if you're in a store and you see someone looking like they're going to steal something or something like
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So this is a way to be the Good Samaritan and still remain anonymous if you wish to and, you know, help support the community. And we'd have to do it together.
Yeah.
We absolutely have to do it together.
You have so many stores and so many people when you think of the whole group, because we're actually talking about bringing everyone together, but it's a large amount of people.
Oh, sure. And we have a QKC code of conduct. That's posted up everywhere.
But no one reads it.
But no one really, you know, but we have to have it there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you see any violations, you know, of those activities, then, you know, that's the time when you can pick up the phone to security or you can just text in. Now, always remember, if it's an emergency, dial 911 first.
Yes.
That's the most important thing to remember, right?
Absolutely.
So this new text alert system just provides another form of communication with our security staff.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, they're not the people to call to ask where you buy black socks, okay? Although some of them may know, okay? But, you know, guest services is there for that.
Yeah.
So this is about safety and cleanliness.
Wow. Well, that's important, and I am so glad that you're doing this. This is an important effort. We're going to go back to what's the schedule, because it's this Saturday for QKC Cares, the kickoff, the first annual, from 10 to 1. There's a lot going on. But, I mean, again, I want to remind everyone, QKC donates more than $100,000 in monetary and staff resources to nonprofit organizations and sponsors. And that's a huge amount. So
it's a lot of money.
If
you're
not involved with this, folks, and you're a nonprofit, you're missing out.
That's right. Call us. And, you know, in 2017 alone, 50 nonprofit groups and events at the center raised over $250,000 for our community.
And you do some wonderful events on Saturday.
And this stays right here in Maui County.
Yeah. Yeah,
to me, that's really important.
The walks there and the different events and the different organizations really are a major part of what's going on down there, where you can connect with people in other ways you never could connect. It's so easy to go there. And it kind of all comes together this Saturday. Starting at 10 o'clock, you get the mayor doing a proclamation right at the beginning.
Yes, and we're going to have a blessing. Because we want to be blessed together as a community.
Yeah.
So, yes, the mayor is coming and Mrs. Arakawa. So excited to have them come down with a proclamation.
Good.
And then we'll roll into entertainment with our friends from Next Level Entertainment. And
music.
That's Joe Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yep.
Really high energy and a lot of fun. And we have door prizes constantly for the 3 hours. Great door prices.
Oh, I love that. So now, do you have to sign up for the door prices? When you get there, how do you sign
up
for those?
Right. So we, QKC Cares is going to have its own table. So you just head over to that table.
Okay.
And we're going to give you a passport, and you have to go around and visit 6 booths and just have them stamp or sign. And then you bring it back to us. You also vote for the best booth, because we'd like to see which one you thought was the best displayed, and how they communicated with you about what they offer. And then you fill out your name and your email address and your cell phone number, and you pop it in to the chance to win.
So all you have to do is visit 6 and you'll get a stamp?
Yeah, yeah. There's over 24, and you can visit all of them, of course, but you just need to see 6.
And then after you get 6 stamps, you bring it back to where
then bring it back to us, yes, and we'll pop it into the drawing box, and then throughout the day, we will be picking winners, and the grand prize is a $500 QKC shopping spree, which will be announced at 1 o'clock.
And you know, it's back to school time
coming up soon. Right.
Oh my gosh, you could spend that real quickly.
Right? 500 goes really fast.
It does.
But at least you have a lot of different different places you can go to, retail stores,
you
the movies,
save $100
Fun Factory.
For a gift certificate for a friend or something, or for Christmas.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's how it's. We also are giving away free items, like we've got free little fans, and we've got some of the other booths that are doing giveaways as well from their booths. So you can go home with quite a few items and learn more about other community nonprofit organizations that maybe you didn't know about before, or you know them already and you just want to come down and support.
You know, I really, really love supporting the local nonprofits, and we have a show here on Wednesday, the Nonprofit Directors Group, but every time they come in, and you know, I've been doing this for so many years, 30 years, and I always find about new nonprofits I don't even know about. It's amazing. So to be able to get down there, these nonprofits are really serving the community, okay?
They really are.
So when you find out about some of these groups, they have things that can help you. You can find out about what their services are.
And they want to help you.
They do.
That's what they're there for.
They
and
do.
You're right, they vary in size. You've got some that are just one-man bands, and you've got others that have 50 employees.
Do you know some of the names of some of the nonprofits who are going to be
there?
Sure.
Well, American Cancer Society is going to be there, of
course. Because they got their Relay for Life coming
up. That's coming up, so that's good. We have Make-A-Wish Foundation. Let's see, we have Pacific Cancer Foundation, Island Hospice, Maui Hospice. Oh boy, you're taxing my memory
I'm
now.
I'm sorry.
There's 24.
I don't mean to tax you.
But we will be posting it on our website tomorrow. So you can also check there if you would like
Now, nonprofits also, this is one like super duper bonus that you get. If you are a nonprofit, it's just $35, and that's so cheap for a booth because you get the table and the things. But all the $35 from the 24 or more nonprofits are going to get pooled together, and one nonprofit's going to win that whole thing.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you for explaining that so clearly.
Well, that's a nice amount. Let's see, I don't have my mind going up at 24 times 35. It's a nice chunk of money.
Right, it's a nice chunk of change, absolutely.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
I mean, that's where it needs to go. We don't want any of that money. We want it to go back into the community.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
And not only that, you know, I have to say that some nonprofits don't know about other nonprofits, and some of these nonprofits can actually work together.
Yes, you know, collaboration, I think, is really important, especially knowing that some of their funding gets cut back, you know, at various levels, whether it be county, state, or federal levels, you know, depending. So I think, you know, that you have to be really creative and work together.
You do, absolutely. And the Keiki will have a lot of fun because you invited the fire department and their trucks and the police department down there, and it'll be cute, right?
That's right. So the fire department will be issuing Keiki IDs.
Oh, good. That's important.
So they're going to be in center court, so you can stop by with your Keiki, and they'll help you and set you up with an ID. And I think it's really important to have.
It is, yeah.
Really important to have.
Because if something happens and the child goes missing, the first thing you're going to be asked is that.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. They need the photo. They need the general information.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But they'll also have Touch a Truck. So they're bringing down their Wailuku truck, fire truck, and we're going to set it right outside, opposite Starbucks.
Okay,
got it. In the parking lot.
Got it, okay. Uh-huh.
So they can go over there and they can actually climb up on it and talk to the firemen. Right.
Aww.
So I think they'll have a lot
of
fun with
that. You got to bring your own Dalmatian on this one.
Right.
They don't.
Yeah, well, you know, we just like service dogs, please, at QKC.
But it is something. I tell you, to see the kids with the firemen, you know, and I should say firefighters because there are
That's
women.
Right, firefighters, excuse me.
But to see them together, there's this look of awe, and they're so small, yes. And they look at this, and it's just, there's a thrill that happens.
Their
with
excitement
them.
And energy.
And how
is
many
just
kids have
fantastic.
This dream of being a firefighter?
Oh, they definitely right? do. Right. Definitely do. So you can go out there and you can touch a truck. With the mm-hmm. Maui Fire Department.
You get to take a picture.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Take yep. lots of pictures. And, you know, we have a new hashtag, which is hashtag QKC Cares.
Okay.
So
that's
you
new.
Can, yeah.
yeah,
absolutely. Tag us. And don't forget to follow us if you're not already. And mm-hmm. if you're not, you're missing out because we yeah. get a lot of information out on social media.
Yes.
That's for sure.
And then you do have an app as well, by the way, which I
that's
use.
That's right.
Which tells
that's,
about
well,
this
thank
event.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I use it because I'm talking about you every day on The Buzz. And I use it all the time because it reminds me because there's so much going on that it's important. No, I mean, sometimes it's like, oh, my gosh, what day
what
is it? What's
doing
going
now?
On?
Yeah. What are they doing now?
Which is very, very handy to have.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But we also get, and I think I may have mentioned this earlier, too, we get a lot of requests for donations and sponsorships and partnerships or collaborations.
Yes, you do.
So, you know, going to QKC Cares is the best place to go. There's a form you just fill out real quickly.
Oh, good.
Calvella and I are glad to sit down and meet with you. If you have this wonderful idea that you really would like to put to fruition, but haven't really been able to figure it out or didn't have the venue, then we're glad to do that.
And all I have to say on this is, I mean, dealt with nonprofits for a long time. Don't call QKC a day before or 5 days before an event and think that you can do it. If you're going to plan an event center stage or have something going on, do it in advance. You know, you need to plan way in advance because center stage is extremely popular.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, like right about now, you'd be thinking maybe about something near Christmas time or something.
Okay,
in the fall.
Well, Christmas is done.
Is it done already? So we're talking about November maybe or
so,
maybe
so
November
the,
or October.
So we are booked all the way through the holidays.
Wow.
So,
that's
and
amazing.
Because we have built so much of our community interest in doing events
yes.
at QKC, we need to book next year now.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
So, for every event that we have, we say to them at the end, are you happy? We are happy. Did we have a great time? Was it successful? Terrific. What date would you like next year?
Uh-huh.
And then we put you on the books for next year. Right.
So, they could see about the QKC corner the Friday.
Kukua Corner?
Kukua Corner.
Absolutely. So that application is on QKC Cares as well.
Uh-huh.
And that is, yes, we do have openings for Kukua Corner. Thank you for bringing that up. So 5 to 9 on Fridays. Now, we do have some already booked. So if you fill out the application, put in multiple dates, like, you know, my first choice is this, my second choice is that, etc.
Uh-huh.
That would really help.
Yeah. And so that's another way to do it. And if you have a special event coming up in the future, and you have a nice flyer, sometimes you can actually get on the kiosks. But again, this takes planning in advance.
Right,
you know,
right.
If you want to get on that kiosk, you have to make sure, of course, you're 501c3.
Right.
And that you have enough advance notice. But my gosh,
mm-hmm.
you have a huge flow of traffic.
We do have a huge
really
flow of traffic,
amazing
yes.
flow of traffic that goes through there.
Mm-hmm.
And to get that kind of information out there is really key. So, you know, I mean, having known how it works and having so many people come to me that want advice as nonprofits, this is stuff, I mean, this is so valuable. And again, we're going back to how much you've helped in the community, donating more than $100,000 to nonprofit by the way of use of the services, et cetera. So, again, I just applaud that. Now, what else? Have we covered everything from 10 to 1 is the hours.
Right.
There's music. There's giveaways. There's going to be
absolutely
a chance to get $500.
Right. A chance to win $500 shopping spree.
And other goodies.
Right. And we just want everyone to please remember that phone number and that text number.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should repeat that. So
yes.
The phone number is 877-0718,
mm-hmm.
and that's our security line. So security will pick it up. They will answer that.
Okay.
And then if you don't feel comfortable making the phone call or your preference is text, we will have a new text phone number that's active as of this Saturday,
mm-hmm.
July 14 at 9:30 a.m., and it's 451-9663.
just like when the, you know, if you go to the airport or you're any heavy traffic place like that, this is where that you're asked to, if you see something, you know, if you want to report something, now you can, you know, because
right.
There's just things that happen sometimes that you
might not
see.
Well, you can't
see.
Be everywhere.
Right.
You know, even the police department, they can't be in every
right.
inch of the island,
mm-hmm.
right? So we all have to be on the lookout. We mm-hmm. all have to help. I think people see a car accident, you know, they call that into
right.
the police. You know, so really, we're such a big venue,
mm-hmm.
and we really need everybody's help.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly we have security there, absolutely, and they're on 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And I may add, too, that we do have a dedicated security guard now at our bus stop.
Oh, good.
And we had
Thank
received
you.
A number of requests
yes.
for that. Now,
yep.
they did patrol there on a regular basis.
Right.
However, now there's somebody there. They started as of July 1st.
Uh-huh.
And the bus hours are from 5:30 in the morning till 9:30 at night. So we have a security guard there during those hours.
And, of course, I hope people realize this was something that couldn't be changed. You're a hub, and this was arranged a long time ago as being a bus hub, and I know there's some
right.
negotiations and talks about that changing
right.
in the future, but it takes time.
Well, we wanted to work with the mayor and the community
yeah.
because the bus was Maui bus was a pilot program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't know.
And started small, too.
Right. They started very small. So they needed a central location, and a lot of people come to QKC. So it made a lot of sense to make it a hub. But the shopping center was built in 1972. So it was not built as a bus hub,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we didn't have the infrastructure. So it has become such a popular mode of transportation.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
yeah.
It really has.
Just in the last 10 years, I'm just watching the growth of that. Yes,
and we're delighted that we could be a part of it. But
mm-hmm.
really, it's outgrown us.
Yeah.
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 So the County of Maui is looking at another site, and we expect that change to happen in the next couple of years.
Well, that's good, because we're just continuing to see more and more people as gas prices go up and up, you know. People are just saying, well, gosh, might as well take a bus. And sometimes even visitors that are you know, snowbirds or others that have condos that don't necessarily have a car here will take a bus.
Right,
you know.
And some people actually just enjoy taking the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone who rides into work, back and forth from home to work, on the bus and enjoys that.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, they read a book,
mm-hmm.
And that really works for them. So I think there's a lot of people out there that do that.
Yeah, and it's
yeah.
growing.
Yeah,
and
it definitely
growing.
Is growing.
Yeah.
We're all trying to save a little few dollars here and there, and it's affordable mode of transportation.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, Danny Mateo's supposed to be here soon.
Right, Danny, are you there?
Okay.
Nope, not here yet. Hope we went to the right station.
We'll talk about timing.
I'm just looking because there's a big event happening the Saturday after next, and that's going to be really wonderful, which is involved in something that I really care about a lot, talking about QKC Cares, which is that you're going to help people get registered to vote.
That's right.
Tony, I started talking about, well, we're going to do their primaries, and I was talking to people about that, and you know what? No one knew the date of the primary. I'm going, well, doesn't anyone know the date of the primary?
So what's the date of the primary?
It's August 11th,
Thank
and you know
you.
What? That is a month away.
That's right.
And so it's coming up, and people are not ready. And
yeah.
I hate to say this, a lot of times the primaries do not poll in enough people, and it can be disheartening.
Yes.
I'll be here doing, and I've done coverage before, I'll be doing coverage with Tom Blackburn Rodriguez that night starting at 6 o'clock on
Terrific.
August 11th. But people, for some reason, I don't know if they're just not aware of
mm-hmm.
the date or they just don't know enough about the people by August 11th or what the reason is. But typically, our island does not poll, and not just us. All of Hawaii has very bad
right.
turnout for the primaries.
Yeah, it's low voter registration as well.
Yes.
So in 2016, you know, I recognized that. And I thought, well, what can we do at QKC to help support, increase voter registration and just encourage people to also just get out and vote? Because it's one thing that you register. It's another one that you actually make the vote and take the time to do it. So we did it in 2016 for the primary and the general just prior to it. And it was successful. And so I thought, well, let's do this again. So we call it GOV, Get Out and Vote.
I like that. GOV is easy to remember. Go.
And it's going to be on Saturday, July 21. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you have a chance to register if you haven't already. And Danny will, I'm sure, will share all the information about what you need mm-hmm. to register. But we have a total, and I'm just looking at my notes here. I want to say we have 18 candidates coming.
Wow.
Yes, 18 candidates. And it's everything from the governor to the mayor to state house representatives in various districts. You name it. And lieutenant governor.